Blog Talk Radio.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden, took a little dip. Apple juice falling from her lips. Took a little sip, boom. Little sip. Took a little sip. Took a little sip. Took a little, took a little, took a little sip.
Hey yo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold texts like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose. Cold as a king, most definite. My little black book thicker than the Old Testament. Niggas paper head, but the pussy so separate. Same bitch giving brains to the minister. The same reason they call Mrs. C the finisher. Forbidden fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. Slick with words, don't hate me, son. What you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me come. Put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done, cause my words gon' live forever. You put two and two together, cold here forever.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little dip, oh no. Apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip, oh. Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last.
Bitches come and go,
you know that.
Money come and go,
you know that.
Love come and go,
don't shit last. Take a seat, baby girl, you've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Demise Alday. These are my co-hosts, Terry James, Andre Ziegler, and Miss Madisa Kino. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm trying to hello. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Hope y'all good tonight.
Yes. Another day.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put the disclosure out there early. Okay? I'm feeling myself.
Oh, Lord.
I've been on 1,000 all week. But anyway, let's just say this is going to be a rated R show. So put the babies away.
What are we talking about? Because I didn't get
to. Oh my God.
Are you serious? Oh my God. I'm going to punch him in the face. Somebody, please. Please. Please,
Lord, have mercy.
Punch him in the teeth. Reach over
You swinging already?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, this is a rated R show tonight. This may go real left, and it's going to make you feel really right. Okay? I'm going to get it out. I promise.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, it's one of them nights. We're talking about a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about people getting their booties rubbed and whatnot, and everything. So, so put your kids away. This ain't for them tonight at all. So we're talking about how they got here. And we're going to cuss a little bit, drink a little bit, you know, and whatnot. Yeah, that's where we at tonight. So, yes.
Right.
I'm mad that Dre was not prepared. I need him to get his whole entire life together.
Oh, really? You just started on me early already?
I mean, you the one who said what we talking about, the fuck, what?
Because I didn't. He's too busy being mad about that damn bread in his freezer.
I apologize for that. I forgot, like, literally it was in there. But.
Okay, so you on fire tonight, ain't you?
Oh, that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put that damn fire out in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
they gotta make up for last week.
Y'all, admit, we can't even get the show started because y'all tripping it right now. But let's go. Right? Do you want to fight? Anyway,
do you want to fight? Evidently, Taylor want to fight, so you got second round. I'll fight you second.
Oh Lord. But let's just say that it's my motherfucking birthday still. Uh-oh. It's gonna be my motherfucking birthday
really?
Until the
30th. This overrated holiday, really?
We don't have my birthday. Hey.
Overrated.
It's always them little people. They always mad about something. It's them little people.
Taylor, once again, you got like
11-3.
Let's start the show now. Come on.
Anything. So, in correlation to my birthday. We're going to talk about stuff. And so the topic that we're discussing tonight, we're talking 30, the whole 30-day, 60-day, 90-day rules and how men feel about them and if women are still doing this. And, you know, we're going to dig a little deeper into it. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I did the dance. Y'all felt it right. Okay. Yeah.
So, how y'all feeling?
All right. I'll
give my opinion later.
Okay. Well, I'll start.
Go ahead, Mendeezy.
What you thought?
Mendeezy.
First of all, it's so funny that he can't say your name, girl. So he be trying to call you. He calls you Mendeezy. It'd be so funny.
Oh, I can't deal with him. Why you always gotta act like that? Like, see, I'm trying not to have beef with you, but I think I might join Taylor.
Oh, shit. Oh, Taylor,
what?
How you gonna tell me? Wait a minute. How you gonna tell me to shut up? But I didn't need to say nothing. But since you know
right.
my name
all
in your mouth,
I'm going to
say something.
Because I felt like you were about to say something. Let's get this show started.
I wasn't about to say nothing, you tiny, tiny man.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, go ahead, Mendeezy, baby, because these two, they just showing out for no reason. Unruly.
So, I can admit that I used to have that mentality where I was one of those, like, oh, you got to wait X amount of days, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, because in the back of my mind, I was, like, thinking, oh, because, you know, what if he just hollering at me because he just want to get the booty? You know what I mean? What if that's all he wants? Well, I got to fill him out and make sure that that's not all he wants. But as I've grown up, I realized that if somebody really want to get it, they will do whatever they got to do to get it. They will play whatever games they got to play to get it. And whether you make them wait 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, however many days you make them wait, if they get it and that's all they want to do and they're going to be gone, they're going to be gone. So I kind of struggle with it because, you know, you taught that, you know, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But now that I am almost in Club 40, life don't work like that always. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And like I said, you always, if that's a woman's reasoning behind it, you know what I mean, then that's not the reason to do that. You know what I mean? Because you run that risk. Like I said, if they just want to get it, you know, and they want it bad enough, they'll play the role. They'll be around just long enough to where they got it. And so I asked, I was having a conversation earlier in the week with a male friend, and I asked him, I'm like, so what do you think about a woman who, say out, you meet her, and you don't necessarily, you know, maybe y'all talking for a few weeks or whatever, and then y'all go out on a date, and then, you know, y'all decide y'all want to go back to your place or her place, and y'all decided y'all want to have sex. I want to, you know, how do you feel about her? What do you think about her? And how would it be if it was just y'all first encounter, like y'all first date? And he's like, to be completely honest with you, he's like, for me, I'm a grown-ass man, so I ain't got time for that. Like, we two grown-ass people who decide that we want to do a grown-ass thing, and we decide that's what we want to do, so we're going to do it, period, point blank. It shouldn't matter. You know, nobody should look at the other one and say that they're a hoe and say that they this or they that because you're adult. You make adult decisions. And he was like, and I feel like any man who tries to play that role and be like, oh, well, she gave it up to me on the first date, or she gave them, you know, I got it at 30 days or whatever the case may be, he's being stupid and being a hypocrite, because a man can be a hoe just like a woman can be a hoe. And why is it that it's okay for men to fuck on the first date and it's not okay for women to do it if they want to? And so that just opened my eyes and just put it in a whole bigger perspective for me. You know what I mean? It's, you grown, like, you grown people. You know, if you two grown people and that's what the hell you decide that you want to do, then you do it. And it shouldn't be one of those things where everybody in the world knows about it, because if you're adult, it's only two of y'all in the bedroom. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay. I mean, I see it. You know, I see what you're saying. I understand that, and that's cool, you know. So my thing is, ain't nothing to do it but to do it. If you want to do it, just do it. It's your business. You go on. That's between you and Jesus. You better repent to him and keep it moving. So that's my, you know, take on it. Now.
So, Trey, how do you feel about that? I mean, I get what you're saying, because, huh?
Why I gotta be second? Y'all just don't get judged.
Because we're talking about man's point of view. Ain't you a man?
I want to go second to last. Smart ass.
Oh my God. Why just.
But I go now.
See, I always want to go last. I'm old.
I
always go last. That's the thing is, I always go last. I'm the always last person. But I don't
ain't
I need
nobody
to understand why.
I said second to last. Open up your ears.
But anywho, damn it.
Go.
I don't like it. I think it's overrated. It's stupid. And for one, no man is going to sit there and say, oh, she a hoe because she gave it to me on the first night. No, they're not. They going home happy. They going to be happy as hell. You grown. You know what I mean?
Unless it's garbage.
If
that shit terrible, he's going to be mad as fuck. He's going to be pissed.
If he's whack, he can be mad all he wants to, but he's still going to be happy because he got his rocks off, so it really don't matter.
But will he get it again is the question.
He will. But the thing is, since that dumbass movie came out, and I said, because nobody's going to wait 90 days. That's dumb.
Right.
That's like, that is the stupidest thing ever. You grown.
Exactly.
Like, you damn near, you in your late 30s or your early 30s. Really? You going to sit there and wait 90 days just to have sex? Then, when you have sex 90 days, you can still dump your ass after you get the draw.
Exactly.
Or she can dump you right after they get there. Like, 90 days, you wait 90 days, or and then you going to get the sex or whatever, and then all of a sudden, bam, y'all going to skip down the aisle and get married. Now.
Right.
It don't work like that. You grown.
Okay.
Just like a man get his dick hard, a woman get wet, and that thing is ready to bust every time.
And exactly.
Especially if you go out on the first date and it's popping, like, because women get turned on just as good as men get turned on.
Absolutely.
Like, you could be sitting there talking to him, the smell of his cologne, this conversation, anything gets you moist and you ready to go. But you're going to sit there and be like, no, I'm going to just go ahead and wait for these 90 days and just get my vibrator and rub one out. Even though I got a real dingle sitting right here in my face. No, that's stupid.
I agree.
And then you know what the other person is going to do anyway, because ain't no man wait 90 days. Once he leaves you, you feel like, oh, we're going to wait 90 days. He's going to tell you good, and then he's going to get right on the phone. what you
right and call the other one. You're going to call that on-call ass. You're right. You are keeping it on real tonight. On-call ass. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And then more than likely, mm-hmm. she'll probably call somebody that she used to be, had been fooling with from the get-go anyway.
Right. That's the game. That's how it's played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Taylor.
I think it's just a complete waste of time. It's just a complete waste of time, and then also it's a control issue. Like how you trying to control this other person? It's a matter of control. Like I'm gonna withhold this so he can behave. So it's a form mm-hmm. of control. Like no, that's not how it's gonna work because. I promise you, with 100% certainty, he's not sleeping with you. He's sleeping with someone else.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's real talk.
Well, that's awesome. Y'all waiting on my opinion.
Yes, since you always go last.
Come on, birthday girl.
I think it's stupid, yes. Don't get me wrong. I think it's stupid. But I also can say I've been one of those people who have waited. I didn't wait 90 days. I waited a little bit longer than that. But, you know, I got to like more stuff about you. And I've also had sex on the first night too, so I'm like the type of person like you just can't gauge it, you know. Like I
might wait, I might not wait, I might need to see a little bit more about you. I need to make sure
right.
you deserve this. I don't know.
I'm just that person, but I think that we're all grown. We make our own decisions.
And it's just a conversation that you all need to have. It's just me.
Uh-huh.
I get turned off quick. So if it's terrible, I'm probably not going to ask you to do it again.
Right.
I'm not.
I agree.
I'm
no part to that.
I am about 99.9% sure I'm not going to ask you to do it again. If I like it, okay. But you have to have something else. You just can't be smelling good and all that. You got to make my shit happy on some other stuff. So, yeah, cause like I say, I get turned off easily. People don't even make it to the 60 or the 90 days with me. Hell, they do good to make it to Friday for me.
Dang.
Damn. I thought I was bad.
No, she meets you on Monday, and then it's a wrap by Tuesday. No, he said, Like, damn, he ain't even make it till Wednesday.
He ain't even make it.
That's a 24-hour trial period or something. Like, bye, I feel you though. Sometimes it just be like that.
It can't only have to be 24 hours. I can meet him Monday morning. If he say some stupid shit by Monday night, it's okay for you to now delete my number. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to be mad. Because I'm not going to text you no more.
We had some of those conversations, too.
A prime example.
I think
okay. One night. Hanging out with best friend. I'm coming home from the club and whatnot, and I'm coming through downtown at the stoplight, whatnot. Nice looking guy in the next car. You know, we're having a conversation because we're the only ones downtown. It's like 2:00 in the morning. So he's asking me for my phone number. You know, so I'm like, oh, he's nice looking. Let me give him my phone number. So we talked for about a week or so through telephone and text messages. So we're like, okay, we're deciding to go out to a bar one night. I said, okay, well, cool. I'll meet you at such and such a bar. You don't have to pick me up. I'll get there on my own. I get to the bar. Number one, you're tardy.
That's right. Strike two is, you get out the car and we're talking. You're feeling for your wallet. Oh, you forgot your wallet. You're like, oh, no, I left my bank card. I don't know where my bank card is. Oh, I left my wallet. Oh, well, you, I don't know what you think this party is about to be.
Right.
I said, oh, okay. I said, now where you stay at? He was like, but I stay out all the way out 29. Oh, no. What do you want me to do? I mean, I got to go get my wallet. Well, it's now 10:30. I'm going home.
Right.
While I was going home, I sent him a text message that when you get home, you need to stay at home because I'm going home and I'm staying in my home. And I said, and it's okay for you to delete my number. It's all right. I understand. And after that, I never spoke to him again. Why do I need to talk to you? Because you just tried to pull some dumb crap on me. No, that's
right.
Not how it works.
Right.
No, you asked me if I wanted to go out. If you ask me to do something, then yes, me and you, we can do something. But, and then vice versa, if I ask you to do something, okay, I'm asking you. So I don't have a problem paying for it because I asked. I didn't ask you to go out and get no drink. Then he was like, do you want to take a shot from a drink that I got in the car? No, I don't know where you've been. I don't know you. And why are you riding in your car?
Hold on. That nigga thought you was going to be like, oh, let's just stay, and I got it. No, you been drinking in the car, so obviously you knew you didn't have your dang on wallet. You just trying to, trifling. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And this is why people can't make it to motherfucking Friday. And this is why. You know, like, come on now. Like, I don't have time for it. If you're going to be about some bullshit, don't waste my time. Like, just don't do it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and I think the longest time that I've waited to have sex with a guy, and I kid y'all not, was like a year, 2 years. Like, we had that chemistry. It just the opportunity didn't present itself. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So we had known each other for a while. We've been to functions at the same place together at times, but that opportunity never presented itself until one day it did, and it was like
right
1-2 years later. Now I'm not complaining, but I ain't complaining at all. It's just what happened, and it's enjoyable all the time. Birthday cake. That's all I can say.
All right now.
Yeah. So yeah. Don't judge me, please. Y'all don't judge me on the show. Don't judge me at all.
Oh, never that. Never any judgment. Never. No. Never any judgment. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has their own way of doing things. Period, point blank. Like, nobody can look at the next person and be like, oh, your way of doing it is wrong, and that is not how it's supposed to be. No, I mean, it's just life. You know what I'm saying? It's just life. You know what I'm saying? And I think the biggest thing is that at the end of the day, everybody, when you grown, you are grown. So it's your prerogative to do whatever the hell you want to do. You know what I mean? It don't have to make sense to nobody else but you. Oh.
See?
That's all that matters.
Totally.
I only judge Dre.
You say what?
Really?
So when you're, let's say, someone does say, you know, I want to have this time period to just get to know you mentally and not physically. Are you willing to wait with that person? And they're not putting a time stamp on it or nothing, but are you willing to wait?
I have.
If I like them enough, I will.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I see something in them, I will. But if I don't, I'd be like, oh, you know what? That's fine. That's cool. You do whatever you got to do.
Right. So during that time, you're not...
Come on.
I'm
sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I guess it just, you know, it just really depends on the person. You know what I mean? Like, just sometimes, you know, you do want to kind of step back and, you know, but sometimes you don't. So,
I'm cool with dating if I have to.
What you say? What was that up under your breath?
I ain't said a word.
I heard somebody say something up under their breath, honey. So I need to understand what you said.
Wasn't me.
Oh, if you're talking about me, I said I only judge Dre.
Really?
God, Jesus.
You're not supposed to judge Dre.
Jesus Christ.
You're wine, though. I'm willing to wait.
I mean, I have
you just can't come
to
my house all
day. But my wait period, it usually don't last that long because she usually gives me.
I think that happens.
Why she got to give in? Why can't it be you that gave in?
Because I'm like this. I ain't about to sit there and come to your house, or you come to my house, and I'm not about to sit there and phone to you and try to make you give in. No, that's how you get rape charges.
No.
No, you didn't say that.
You damn kidding. Because no means no. You come to my crib, or I'm at your crib, I'm sitting there kissing all on you, trying to feel on you, trying to get your pants off, and you say no. I got to stop. Because if I don't stop and I keep going, you can holler rape, and I'll be sitting there looking stupid behind them bars talking about nobody knows.
Oh, God.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can't drop the soap in there either. You can't drop the soap.
Like this, nigga.
Oh, my God.
That's why I say, you know, in my house, I kind of control things. Yeah, I got control issues, yeah. But if I'm in my house, that's why I said, if we're waiting this time period, you can't come over my house like that.
Uh-huh.
You can't come over my house because, one, everything in my house is comfortable. Like, my couch is comfortable. My bed is comfortable. Like, like my shit's comfortable. And I'm comfortable in my house. So you can't come over here and be like, we're going to cuddle. No, because
oh,
I'm
no,
in
that,
my
that
house.
Cuddle is so overrated.
We can't cuddle because, you know, in my house, I don't really wear undergarments. I'm in the house. I ain't going
nowhere.
So we can't really cuddle and lay in the bed.
And the cuddle, it's so stupid. Because 9 times out of 10, you know what's going to happen.
You,
she's
exactly.
She's going to try to put her booty
yep.
on you. And you're going to sit there and try to rub your ding-a-ling all on her all night.
Yep.
Oh, my bad.
I'm guilty. I'm so guilty of pushing my booty up in the mix. I ain't
Thank
gonna lie
you.
To
That's
you.
What I'm about to say. I
would do it in a heartbeat
all the time. Females do that all the time. Talking about why you so far over there? Come a little close. Then you get close.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wanna grind all alone. And then Karen talking about she can't get comfortable. Get the fuck out.
Yes, that is so. That is the biggest trick ever. Yes, I'm guilty. I'm okay with saying that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, but you won't take advantage.
I think we all are guilty of that.
Women
one.
Won't take
advantage.
I know
I'm guilty
yep.
of it.
Yep, you want to cuddle? I got some cuddle for you. I'm going to lay on my damn stomach. Mm-hmm.
You wild.
Yep.
What in the bed?
I lay on my stomach. You're not about to sit there and get me all hard and everything. Give me Smurfballs and they're going to send me home. Hell no.
Oh my God, he's crazy.
Then I gotta go home and break out the lotion or the Vaseline or whatever. No, that don't work. New. Let's close. No, let's sit on this couch.
Rested on his couch.
No, but then, you know, sometimes, like I said, I told y'all my couch is comfortable.
No, I'm just saying, though. No, I mean, you know.
If we get to cuddling on that couch, you may rub on my booty a little bit. And
oh, I got another one I'll do. If I lay on the couch, if you're on the couch or whatever, I lay in your lap. Yep, I will lay in your lap. Mm-hmm.
You're not safe in her lap either, because if she really trying to get something going, she know how to just like bend over and have her boobs in your. It's just, there's so many ways to just kind of get that get it going. So you're not safe if she really a master of, you know, trying to get it. Then she gonna do what she wants.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
why do what she wanna do anyway. Like.
That's why I say it's time for that. It's 2016. Time for it to be over. You know, if you know you horny, you know you ready to have sex, you want to have sex,
stop down beating around the bush. When he calls,
exactly.
or when you call him, just say, tell him, we fucking, you get over here.
Be ready. Exactly.
Yeah, be ready. Get the, stop by the stove, get the condoms, get the lube, get the anal lube, get all of that.
Wait, pause. People Ew. Still use lube? People use lube?
I mean, you know.
That's still a thing?
Some people still use
it. Some people may need it.
Yeah, they may not have.
You know, like some females got the, they got a kidney problem or whatever, and they can't get wet.
A kidney problem,
okay.
And they can't get
wet.
Oh.
Yeah, because
I'm not.
I'm not saying her name, but I used to date this chick, and she couldn't get wet because she had something going on with her kidneys or something or other. I can't explain the shit. But anyway, she couldn't get wet.
Damn, I didn't know that.
She had to use a lube.
Ooh.
From the first time we met all the way up, because I don't know, I didn't ask no questions.
She must be in renal failure or something. First stage, second stage. That's
I don't know.
We don't
want to know her medical history. We're not gonna question it. We just don't know.
A lot of females that use it, they be talking a lot of them. Even though I don't be saying that, I just be looking at the post in the little sex group on there. They be talking about it, and them, I got my lube, and this, that, and that. I be paying attention. But I don't say nothing,
okay.
But I be going in and be like,
Oh, listen, okay.
But what about KYs and those warming stuff? Do you think a lot of people use that stuff because they just want the sensation?
Yes, that shit is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's not like
I heard about that.
Did you experience that today? What the fuck? Frank. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that heat thing is a joke, boy. That's food.
So
I'm gonna just put this out here and say that if a female really know what she's doing, she ain't got a badass shit. She know what kind of stuff she can do, everyday stuff that she can use. To make it poppin', and you ain't gotta go spend no money on the warming and cooling or whatever the hell that stuff is. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just gonna put that out there, but I ain't gonna tell no secrets.
I'm not knocking it,
but I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. You gotta learn. Sometimes you ain't gonna be able to go to the store and get that stuff. You're gonna run out. But you gotta know how to do what you need to do with what you got. You know? Peppermint and ice cube would do just. But anyway,
girl, tell me just a minute. Ice Cube, girl, that good old lemon talk drop. What you talking?
Good. We're gonna have to trade secrets.
Yeah, you don't keep coming back for no reason. Anyway, okay. So I had a sidebar in between there. As we were talking about, you know, how people just get wet And this is a real life sidebar. What happens? What? We haven't even got it out yet. What happens if, like, they down there and they're being rough and your shit just dry up like the Sahara? How do y'all do that? Like, do you mush them in the hand, like, move, get the fuck out the way? Or what happens?
Yeah, they got to stop. You can't, okay. Like, some, yeah, sometimes they don't, yeah, they just have to fucking stop. You got, that's, you can't, oh,
that
no.
Hurt.
No, that hurt, should hurt. You be, oh, no, you got to stop. You need to stop. Go,
okay.
Go stop doing what you're doing because you're doing too much.
Okay. I wanted to make sure my response to stuff like that is the same as other people's, because sometimes people say I exaggerate my responses, but I don't be exaggerating. I'm like, that shit hurts. Stop doing it. Like, I get on about your business. But, okay. All right, I'm not in this alone.
That's just just like sliding across the concrete in some Daisy Dukes. Like, seriously, you can't. That, oh, Lord. The thought just makes you.
No,
no,
you're
not
going to say
about
that
later.
I'm all for letting them know, like, no, it's over. It's a wrap. I need for you to stop. Please don't do it. No, pineapples, it's too much. I don't like it. I don't want it.
We're going to have to talk about that later. Best friend already know. I already told him the story. But I just wanted to know.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one that
felt
like that in life. But, okay.
So that's what we were talking about. Because, you know, I don't mind putting my booty on somebody's phone. I don't mind it at all. You can't come on my house. This ain't where you want to be at the late night hour.
Nope.
If you at my house after 11 o'clock, then I'm putting my booty on you.
You get you getting a handle.
I'm just going to tell you, like, it ain't going to, that's why I say people can't come over my house. Like, you can't come over my house. Nope.
You got to come during the daytime.
While the sun is up and my neighbors are all out. If you come over here after 11 o'clock and I've been drinking.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
And that's for all of us.
Yeah. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Wait a minute. I'm trying to find what the other topics were, because I'm all over the place. Wait a minute. We talked about, would you wait? Wait a minute. Y'all give me a second. Are you willing to wait? Okay, yeah. What else was I talking about? Because that's really what all this thing is taking me. But, and I've been drinking, so y'all have to excuse me. Like, I've been drinking since yesterday.
It's your birthday, girl. It's still your birthday. You got your birthday all the way until the week's over.
Honey, we're going to the end of the month.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, go ahead. End of the month.
We're going to the end of the month. All right,
y'all.
Started April 1st, honey. We're going to the end of the month.
Oh, wow. All right, now. Okay, I do have a question.
April was a blessing.
So,
sure, go ahead.
This is more so for us ladies. Like, how do y'all feel when y'all just, like, you tell a guy, well, you just want them. Like, I want your ass, and I don't care about nothing else. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm feeling you, and I'm. How do you feel when you tell them? Because I kind of have this thing where I can be bold, but then sometimes I kind of like shy away, and I don't necessarily want to say anything because I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, what is he going? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be too forward, you know, because I know for some men. It's a turnoff, you know what I mean? You have to have, it's like, they want you to kind of talk to them and, you know, tell them what you want or whatever, but you just can't do too much. You know what I'm saying? There's still supposed to be a little bit of the man kind of
like chasing you. You know what I'm saying? That part of it. So how do y'all handle situations like that?
Well, I might be the wrong person to ask, but you kind of got to gauge it by him. Because there's certain guys that I may talk to like that, then there may be certain guys I'd be like, I have to be real soft with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I like, the ones I have to be soft with are my squares. I kind of call them my squares because they don't do nothing in life. They go to work. They watch TV. So they're just real life squares. Like,
yeah.
They don't drink. They don't smoke. They don't have tattoos, you know, just square ass men. But the sex may be good, but I can't be like, I want you to come fuck me. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like that with them. I have to kind of rub them into it. Say, what you doing tonight? You want to come sit down with me to watch movies? And you just kind of, you know,
yeah,
your way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you gotta rub on them real soft, like, you know. Versus my other ones I can talk to like that, and I can be like, so, when is your presence going to be known in my presence? Because I need to put my mouth on you.
Right.
You know, like, it's just, you have to have
right.
Rules. So, you know, like, certain people, I can be like, you know, I need all three tonight. Like, I need you to pull my hair, smack my ass.
Right.
And I have, you know, that's why best friend gets on me sometimes, because he can tell who I'm talking to if I'm texting someone. He can tell by that Cheshire Cat smile that shows up on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, that's why she over there being nasty. Like, you can tell who I'm talking to. Like, that's not square. I'm like,
yeah.
But if it's that other one and he's looking nasty, I'll see you in a little while.
I think that kind of
just different.
I think this, I don't know if he was just like, He has some issues, this guy, but I remember, you know, like, he kind of opened the door, you know, he kind of made a comment about something, and, you know what I'm saying, so I just took it, because sometimes my mind is just in the gutter. Excuse me, I'm a woman,
okay.
And sometimes I just think.
Girl, what? My mind hangs out there 360 days after you.
Girl, right. I mean, so, you know, I can easily just go into, you know, some other. But he kind of opened the door just one particular time we were having a conversation. And so, you know me, so I just, like, went all the way in. And I think I scared him or something, you know what I'm saying? Because it was just weird after that. And I was just like, oh, did I kind of, like, gauge this the wrong way? You know what I mean? Because sometimes I kind of wait for those cues that they give it. You know what I'm saying? They give you those cues. So, you know what I'm saying? You know when somebody's setting you up and trying to go there and start just talking, watch you like they didn't lost their mind. And I enjoy that kind of talk sometimes. Sometimes it's just needed. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, I feel like Superwoman right now, you know. But I feel kind of bad because the guy was cool. But like I said, I think there were some other underlying issues that he may have had, because I will admit, I kind of felt like he was like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt after a second. Like, ugh. Like, why are you, like, really? Like, who, are you really a man? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, why wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? Why didn't you engage more? You know, but I just left it alone. I never really had a conversation after that. I just kind of like was like, okay, well, it was always awkward. So I just was like, okay, you go on about your business, I'm going to go on about my business. But
right.
I always got to toe the line because I'm very, when I want something, I want it. I'm aggressive by nature. When I want something, I go after it. I put my mind to it. It's like, can't nobody stop me. This is what I want, and I'm going to get it. So I have to kind of teeter that, because it's like, I don't want to be like She-Ra, you know what I'm saying? Making them feel like I'm smashing them up. No, you know, it's just, it's just I just have to kind of find that balance and know how to gauge which person, you know what I'm saying, who I can just let all hang out with and just, you know, talk like I done lost my mind, you know what I mean, versus, you know, be nice and all sweet and, you know, little subtle hints and stuff like that, you know. So I was just asking. I just thought I was curious to know what y'all was thinking.
I just had a little thought. So this way, okay, this is another way you can kind of deal with it, too. Always make them feel like you're innocent. Make them feel like they're like, oh, yeah, I'm so innocent. You can talk all you want to, sir. Okay. They would never know until they get that experience, and they'd be like, yeah, you've been holding out on me. Then they know, like,
right.
You're an innocent girl. But, you know, you can make them feel that way. And so that's another way to kind of be like, you know what, you go ahead and talk. Go ahead. You know, like, oh, okay, for real. And not really respond to it. But, yeah. And then when it get to that point, and you be like, and you unleash that little piece for extra, and I be like, damn it, I didn't know it. I didn't know, and then all of a sudden, he texting you every hour on the hour. What you doing? Where you at? Who you with? Mm-hmm. Minding my business. How about you do it? Taylor, what you think, girl?
Okay, so I've been on both sides of the fence. Now with that playing innocent stuff, it'll get you looked at a little funny in the morning. I'm going to tell you, I got looked at a little funny in the morning.
Hey, you blew that mind, huh?
It's okay to be looked at just a little funny every now and again. You can look at me funny, but I bet you won't talk bad about me.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, Dre, you into the conversation too, because we want to know what a man thinks about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what's the other part for you, Taylor, before we get Dre in here? What's the other part? Hello?
Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dre, I think Taylor decided not to say no more. What you think, Dre?
I ain't got nothing to say.
What?
I have nothing.
Dre, seriously?
Ain't you a guy? I mean, come on.
I'm just sitting here listening to this conversation. That was awesome.
We need the male perspective. Come on, man.
I mean, could you man up? I know that's hard because you're little, but just man up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
She's bad. She really just going to come back in your heart, really?
Mm-hmm.
First of all.
Dre, I'm thinking, like, how, if a chick talks to you like that, how do you respond? Is that a turn off for you or no? Like, what the heck?
I really can't say because.
Really,
bitches
don't talk nasty to you and shit. I mean, I need to understand.
I don't know. I
get nasty talk all the time, but sometimes it turns me on, and sometimes I be like, what the hell? She just sitting there talking to a lot of females. Y'all sit there and say some nasty shit, and then when it's time to get down with the nasty shit, you don't do the nasty shit. And that ain't cool.
That's why I don't talk about that shit.
Thank you. That's why I got different feels about it, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, she be talking that nasty shit, then she get up there and have you sucking your thumb, you be like, call me. She be like, whatever, Nick, and leave.
So one time, like,
and just leave. You be sitting there like, damn, man, I done text her like 6 times. She ain't called me back. She ain't said nothing. Told her to text me when she get to the house. She ain't texting. Then she texts you back like she done got home, been home about 3 hours. Oh yeah, I made it home. Oh, you bamboozled. Then you got the ones just whack as hell. Then you be like, it is what it is. You talked all that gangster shit, and then you sit there looking retarded.
Well, that's why people shouldn't talk about shit they don't know how, if they know they're not good at. Like, I know my limitations. I know the things that I have experienced and I haven't experienced, so I ain't going to just be talking cash money shit, and I know I can't back it up because I don't want to be looking crazy because I'd be mad if somebody, like, I can't stand for a man to talk shit, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and then it's like, okay, what happened?
This is what you're bringing to the table? That's what you thought about?
Exactly, like, girl, I'm going to have you, I'm going to have you shaking and you're going to be able to catch your breath and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm sitting there just, like, looking at you, like, really? Is this, I'm supposed to be fine. I can walk. I can do everything that you said I couldn't do. I'm doing it. So what happened? So that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't set up those, expectations. If it's something I don't know nothing about, I am not talking about it. Now, if I have perfected something, then I'm going to talk hella shit because I already know I have proven results. I have a track record. I have, I can tell you, okay, so I'm going to talk shit about that because I can do it. And I know I can.
Mm-hmm.
Do it very well. You know what I mean? So that's what chicks do. They try to be cute and try to be all hip and, I'm going to do. Girl, sit down. So I'm going to suck your dick while I'm sitting on the handstand. Bitch, you can't even sit on the handstand normally. Why would you try to even, you can't balance. Your ass can't do that. Like, you can't. Like, so why are you going to say you're going to do it? I'm upside down with my legs over my neck. Girl, you can't even get your leg over your shoulder. Like, seriously? Come on now. I'm just saying. Just got to know your limitations.
I agree.
But
I like to second that motion.
Don't sit there and do no freaky deaky shit, and then the next time y'all have sex, you basic as hell. That's bullshit. If you gonna do freaky deaky shit on the first time y'all fuck, you better do it every time. Because if you do it just that first time, then the second time you be like, I'm gonna hit you in the head with the damn bat.
That's violent.
But why you gotta hit away
back
bat, though?
They need to bring back the big red bat, the big red plastic bat.
Oh, no.
Every time you come to the car, you just bust their motherfucking head. The big red plastic bat. Just bust their damn head every time they do something stupid. Because women, y'all are good for that shit. Come by and do the freaky deaky 187, and the next time you school, it's just a state one. Like, what the fuck? What's the 87? Like, really?
That's why you have to keep it different every time. Like, you just can't. Every time should be a different experience.
Okay, so my thing is this: every time it be a different experience. Why is it sometimes it be the bomb, and then the next damn time you screw, she like, I didn't feel like doing all of that. I just wanted to just do something, but I didn't feel like doing it.
How the fuck do you not feel like doing it?
But you done did it already.
It can be that it's just one of them days. It could be one of them days where, you know what, I don't feel like you playing in my ass today.
Boo this woman. Boo her.
What? I mean,
wait a minute. So what about, okay, since you're bringing that up about her being lazy, so what's the problem with y'all quick trigger niggas? What's going on with that?
I'm going to tell you about that, too. If he was tricked, is a fast as hell the first time you screw, you shouldn't screw him the second time.
So what happens if the first time he ran a marathon? He going a distance.
Right.
He quick trigger Ricky now. What happened? What's that about?
Not quick trigger Ricky. If he ran a marathon that first time, 9 times out of 10 is one of the three things. He was either drunk or he took a pill. Or he took a pill, or he was really trying to damn impress your ass and really be trying to show the hell out.
Or he rubbed one out, and honey, that was that second minute.
Sometimes that don't
right?
work. Because if you rub the first one, and then you get there, the pussy is a motherfucker, first of all. I hate that little pink bitch. The pussy ain't shit. Because you rub one out and then you go in there the second time, you still, if that motherfucker banging and it's soaking wet and whew, certain positions, you still ain't gonna last long. I don't give a damn. That's why I say they need to go ahead and I'm glad that your boy Seymour Butt exposed the porn industry, because ain't no way in the hell them dudes be lasting that damn long without taking Viagra. I'm so glad he exposed.
Hell no. They don't.
There ain't no way in the hell your booty is bigger than the average damn woman. You got 10 pounds of butt cheek on each side, and they ain't gonna last some hours. Nah, fuck that. No, one butt move, one butt wiggle is a wrap.
This fool said about ten pounds of butt cheek. Excuse me.
Yeah. Because you know how y'all do this, man. A dude cannot last if he's going from the back. If that thing gets super duper wet and super duper thick, and then missionary, it's a wrap. Because once he put the leg up, it's over. Yep, three good strokes. You're going to hear them famous words, them three good strokes. Oh, shit. You broke the shit off. Live.
I can't help but laugh.
That condom is going to be saggy as hell. Yep. Oh, saggy ass condom. That condom is going to be full of that. Talking about your condom, damn, slip off. And then use that other one.
I'm not even going to participate in this conversation. A lot of dudes, if you notice, a lot of dudes always drink.
Say
what? Why? Dark liquor make you go better?
Hennessy will make a dude go crazy. And like you get like for some reason Hennessy, what is it? See Hennessy, Remy, and single gin, and Ciroc. Them four right there, man. Any dude would have like the super duper hard on. They can't gain. They just fucking all night long, taking them up.
Okay.
Y'all ain't never screwed nobody drunk.
Of course. I know Jim does.
And how long did he go when he was drunk?
Which one? Which one of us?
Either one.
Oh, I had somebody go, I swear, and I thought I was gonna die. I had somebody go three hours straight. I felt like I was having a baby. I need to stop. We need to stop. I need a break. I don't know what the hell had gotten into him.
This is where I go with that. Y'all, we talk about y'all wanting a man that can damn last long and all this other bullshit, but once he go past 35 minutes, y'all complain. Why?
No.
I ain't never complained past 35 minutes.
No, me neither.
A lot of women be like, I want a man to go all night long. Then that motherfucker wants to go an hour. You too. My leg cramping.
Listen, let me hear me out. For me, it's like when you have a man, when you are with a man who is well in that, and he hitting it, and he hitting it right, and he hitting every spot that you could, known to man. Like, he's, like, relocating your cervix. Like, after a while, that shit starts to hurt. Like, it hurts. So you got to have some, you got to take some time. I'm not saying, of course. If you can go, like, comfortably for me, ideally, probably, like, if they are a nice size, an hour and a half or so, and I'm okay. But then once you start getting past that hour and a half mark, and you got to think about it. Like, it's just, it's kind of difficult sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining, but I'll say, hey, can we just stop for a few minutes? Just give me a minute. Let me regroup. Let me get myself back together.
Why are you regrouping and all that bullshit? What is the dick of that?
It's my job to get that motherfucker back up. No, because then it's my job to get that motherfucker back up.
But see, a lot of women don't be thinking like that. They be like, I ain't sucking him dick like he's a billionaire.
No,
shit. You know what that means?
He eats your shit. Exactly. Maybe that's it. Exactly.
I want that in my mouth. It tastes like condom.
What? That's why you learn how to. You know what? I'm not even gonna say nothing.
I can't deal with. See, that's basic bitches right there. Exactly.
Get your dumb ass
up. Right. Just shut up. It's, but you want him to eat your pussy, then you want to kiss him. Like, seriously, then you just, I can't.
Can you, right, like, they confused.
Them bitches don't understand.
They don't get it.
They not about that life.
They not. They think they are, but they not. I'm telling you, it's okay to be a good girl. You don't have to be, you know what I'm saying, but you can have some. Like, I'm a good girl, but I got whole tendencies when it comes to being in relationships. When I'm with my man, I got shit. There's some certain things that I'm just going to do. I'm going to adventure and explore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody don't deserve to get the whole shebang bang. You know what I mean? They got to deserve it, you know? But that's why hoes be winning, because they just, yeah, they don't be complaining about shit like that. They just do what they got to do. So I'm a good girl with whole tendencies, and I'm okay with that.
As you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all, honey. Oh, honey, he thinks I'm the sweetest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he thinks I'm so nice and I'm so innocent. Uh-huh. He just don't know. And then he stuck his thumb, calling the fuck his mama. Bow. Like, Mama, I don't know what she did to me. But all I know is I need to see her again.
That's how it be. That's how it should be.
Y'all are funny. Okay? Hilarious. I can't with y'all.
Where with y'all?
I'm not even going to talk about me in my life.
That ain't fair.
Let's talk about you and your hair follicles.
What about my hair follicles? What about them? So recently,
mm-hmm.
someone told me.
Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So somebody told me that I am the only person that they know that's a black woman that is like, go ahead, pull my hair. Go ahead. Put your hands all through it. And it was like the only, it's like you and another person. It was like, two of y'all. I was like, but there's a woman out here in the world who likes their hair pulled. He was like, but not like you do. I'm like, what? I mean, as long as I still got my edges. I don't care what you do. It's not. I mean, it ain't like I just roll it back.
Right. I pack my wig down a little extra tighter and make sure my sewing is a little tight. Pull it. Pull as much as you want to. It's secure. It's anchored.
Mm-hmm.
Pull on, honey.
But what else about my hair follicles you want to talk about?
I want to talk about a certain phone call that we had where she said, girl, I got to tell you. My everything is sore. My mouth is sore. My ass is sore. My hair follicles is sore. I said, your hair follicles? She said, my hair follicles.
Girl, stop.
I did. I remember that conversation now. And you could,
it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And she's telling me her hair follicles hurt. I'm trying to keep a straight face. And I'm trying to listen to the story, but I can't because she's telling me that her hair follicles hurt. I really wish she
she would have ended the story. I wish she would have ended the story with her hair follicles, as opposed to starting the story, because I had to get the story another time because I couldn't concentrate because I was still stuck on the hurting hair follicles.
Oh my God, I got tears going down.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt at 11 o'clock in the morning here talking about her hair follicles. She called me sounding like Cookie Monster.
Oh God.
Oh my God, I gotta tell you what happened. I said, well, what happened? She said, my throat hurt, my ass hurt, my hoo-ha hurt, and my hair follicles hurt. I said, yo, what? She said, my hair follicles. Oh, it was over. So over.
And what's so funny is this. I literally, my brain has gone back to that day and that conversation.
Okay. And the sad thing about it, because you know, you hear how country she is. So imagine if you're 11 o'clock in the morning, she sounds like Cookie Monster. Hello. What the hell is wrong with you? Do I need to call the police? What happened?
Oh, yeah, my stomach hurts. Oh, my stomach hurts.
And she was dead serious. She was like, I got to tell you what happened. I said, really? She said, girl, my ass hurt, my hoo-ha hurt, my throat hurt, and my hair follicles hurt. She enunciated it just like that. My hair follicles hurt. I said, yo, what? You try listening to this conversation, and she sounds like Cookie Monster in your ear at 11 o'clock in the morning trying to explain what happened. A mess.
And look, what was funny is I had to explain quick because they had stepped out for a second. So I had to explain quick.
She was fucking raspy and everything. I gotta talk to
her. So now she gonna give me half the story, and then she gonna say, "Oh, I gotta call you back," sounding like somebody. Like she had a whole like I don't even know what in her throat. I'm gonna call you right back. Are you not? No, you're not going to call me right back. I know better. I know better. And then she's going to call me later on talking about, oh, I'm driving home. I said, how your ass feel? She said, I don't know yet.
Mom. Oh, God. Oh, God, Jesus. I can't stand you right now, first of all. I don't like you. And you know what? There have been plenty of stories I have shared with you, but you had to go and tell that one.
Okay. Yes, because that one was the best one about the hair follicles. I'm sorry. That was hilarious.
Hey, but you know. I still appreciate that person. I sure do. And I went back, too. Everything was hurt, and I went back. And I'm a motherfucking G. Yeah. I may have been hurting the next day, but I'm a G. I like some motherfucking challenge. And then we learned about puppy pads.
Oh, Lord. Yes, let's talk about puppy pads.
What?
So we were talking about a whole bag and, you know, what's in our whole bags.
And then that's when we found out that this one needs puppy pads.
Oh, Lord.
In her whole bag. I don't even have to explain to you how that came about. Because we said, you know, in your whole bag, you know, you got the chain, you got your toothbrush, you got your, you know, your cleansing cloths, you got to change your, you know, your panties or whatever. And, you know, whatever extras that you might need for the evening, you know, depending on what type of dude you with. This one says, y'all don't got puppy pads in your bag? What? Wait, what? And then she tried to skip over it. She tried to skip over it like we didn't hear it. So she's like, y'all don't got puppy pads? Oh, well, I got extra. No. We're not going to skip over this like it didn't happen. We need an explanation. So apparently she's just been going to, before the puppy pads, she's just been going around town fucking up people's furniture.
Oh, shit.
Now, listen.
Yeah. I guess this is my birthday. We're just going to tell all my business. We're going to tell all of it. This is my birthday. It's okay. I can sit in the chair and get roasted and be okay with it.
I'm all right. My G. Oh, I think I'm going
to
laugh like 10 pounds off tonight.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I need puppy. Yeah, my name is Imaz All Day, and I need puppy pads.
Because if you don't put no puppy pad or no towel down, you're going to have to flip your motherfucking mattress.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, all right now.
You just won't have to. You ain't got no choice.
Somebody opened the floodgate and they ain't shut.
So.
Oh. I'm surprised my best friend ain't trying to tell my business. Since my co-host, she won't tell all my business and whatnot.
No,
because
you're close to me. And if I say something, I'm going to get punched. So I'm not doing it.
Not punched in the eye.
Yes,
don't tell nobody
I
beat you. Whatever, man. They got video footage. They done seen the video. I've been getting beat on by you all week.
No, I'm not saying a word. I'm not touching it.
My jambalaya looks good. Now I'm hungry. Sorry.
Don't you want to pay me a Mountain Dew?
Oh, Lord.
No, I've been drinking.
They ain't never stopped your drunk. Never mind.
Say what?
I might say they ain't I just drunk ass driving before. But never mind.
Really?
I think I laughed myself into something today.
Okay. So that's why I say it needs to be an experience every time. You know, it ain't good to me. I think it is not. It can be good if it's just normal. But if I don't have no aches and pains the next day, then
we need to talk about this. We need to.
And, you know, I got really good at being upside down. The blood don't really rush to my head no more. Got really good.
Oh, God.
The new one now, since my hair follicles, see, you don't know about this one, Taylor. But we got to check my glucose levels now because every time. We got to check my glucose. Okay. This one particular person, every time I'm with, like, and this is my main little piece right here, like, that's my go-to. So every single time, I need something sweet after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need a cupcake. Oh, I need something sweet. And
or a really sweet soda, like a strawberry soda or a slushy or something, and then my glucose levels come back up because
it should be low.
You take the glucose out you.
Even you got to give you feel like you got diabetes. What in the world? Because I know exactly what she's talking about when she's talking about my hair follicle. Never mind. Okay, flashback.
Gotta get that memory. Move it back to where it was, put it back in the file cabinet. Don't have me.
Looking crazy.
Rocking back and forth.
Sounded like the Cookie Monster.
And just rocking. Just rocking. You will not have me sitting in the corner looking like a crackhead. You will not do it. But, I mean, like, real shit, like, you ain't had nobody enough to just fuck up your whole entire system. Like, just fuck it up all together.
Gary, listen, now is not the time for that. We'll have a conversation about that another day.
You don't care about that, too. Yeah.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. I mean, how you going to just walk into my life and fuck up my life and then just walk away? Like, who does you? Like, why would you do that? Is this what you do to everybody? What you do to this? Now I see why bitches is batshit crazy. We out here fucking like, I understand. Like, I understand why bitches act the way they do. Like, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, I understand why some dudes act the way they do. Because if I'm sucking your soul out your body, then I understand why you talk looking for me with a flashlight in the daylight. I understand why you do this.
Why you at my house talking about I'm outside? What you mean you outside? Well, I'm at work. You know I'm at work.
Well, I thought you was going to be home today.
Well, what time you get off? It don't matter what time I get off. Now, I'm just going to sit here and wait for you. The hell? You're not sitting in front of my house waiting for me? No. Or you show up at my job because I didn't answer the phone?
See? Another reason why you can't come to my house. Yep. Or you get that real silent mess that comes through late at night talking to my son. You sleep. The fuck? Yeah? I was going to come over. Do what? Sleep too? Because I'm already asleep. If I'm already asleep, that's a whole different story. But if it's that good, so listen. So if it's that good, that dude think I don't sleep at all. I'm going to tell you. Head there. He don't think he's like, damn, you already up. Nigga, I was really asleep 2 minutes ago. I was really asleep 2 minutes ago.
Right.
But when that ringtone came through that phone,
Girl, that ringtone, okay? Yeah, that ringtone, that text.
Mm-hmm.
That text message tone, girl. I had a special one
that
text
one. Message
mm-hmm.
that say your name, and I don't care that it's not on vibrate. And it says your name. I've been up. I'm awake. What? Mm-hmm. What you doing? Watching TV? My eyes was just as good as closed. <Mm-mm>.
Right. I was real asleep a minute ago.
And I promise you, for like a year and a half, he was like, do you ever sleep? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sleep. That's why I keep taking naps. That's why I got a nap time every day. I got to catch up on that extra sleep, honey. Y'all so funny. Y'all are just...
Oh, all right,
that is so funny. But in me.
Yeah. Okay. So I know this is really off topic, and I know I had asked y'all this earlier in the week, but I need to understand why people have rough hands.
Because
they don't moisturize.
Yeah, you gotta use the right stuff.
They better get
I work in healthcare, so I wash my hands so much sometimes and use a lot of like hand sanitizer and that stuff like dries your hands out. So like after a day of work, I'm like, oh my god, my hands feel awful. Like so,
as
long as you
address it. This person wasn't at work. This person was not at work. They had not been to work in days.
They just had a rough ass head. Rough ass hands.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Oh, God. They just didn't care point, I guess.
I can't stand nobody to touch me with no rough ass hands. And then I can't stand you to touch me if you got rough ass hands and you a fucking woman. Why you got rough hands? Why do you feel like you've been working on the chain gang? Why? Why is it that I feel like you are a construction worker? Why do I feel like you know how to change oil? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm touched by a man, why his hand so soft? Like, I understand he's a man. He may care about his skin more than about that you care about yours. I just understand why your hands... Is there some little walls with your hands? I didn't understand this.
She don't moisturize. She don't put them gloves on at night. I put gloves on if I come home. Well, I haven't worked, so I haven't worked in 8 months, so my hands have not been rough. But when I get home, when I'm leaving work, after I put my little lotion on, and when I get home and shower and get ready for bed, I'm putting some Vaseline and I'm putting them gloves on. Because I can't be walking around like that. I don't care if I do work in healthcare. You know, I wash my hands a million times a day. But it's not cool for a woman's hands to feel like you said, a construction worker. Like, she just been building railroads. Nah, I'm cool.
Man, that bitch been building highways and shit. I ain't understand why. So, my spirit ain't going to let me deal with nobody like that.
You
I don't want to shake your
saying,
hands.
You know,
don't hug me. Only thing I want you to do is exfoliate my skin, because that's how rough your fucking hands is. Why isn't it you do this?
You walking around with pumice stones for hands, please.
Right. Like, what kind of hands do you have? Like, you do you know that they have this thing called Fat Hands by Mary Kay? You get all three pieces, you put that shit on your hands,
right?
You feel like a baby's butt.
It so do.
Are your hands so freaking rough? Oh my god! I don't even want to shake hands with you. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I don't even want to high five. I feel like you're gonna cut my fingers. Just wave at me from a distance. You might get too close. Oh, I've never in my whole entire life experienced something like that feel recently. Like, why are your hands so rough? Hey. Oh, my God. I ain't got good sense. Y'all know I ain't got good sense.
At all.
What? I'm just saying. I get where you're coming from with your profession, but you care for your hands because you still have to touch people after the fact. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you still have to touch
mm-hmm.
people the next day. You don't want to be trying
yep.
to administer the IV or something. Your hands feel like fucking bark. You
right.
Don't do that.
Right. And especially working with the elderly population, their skin is already thin and stuff, so you don't want to have razor blades touching them, trying to, nobody got time for that. Nope.
I'm saying you just have a pan. Felt like the mix.
Girl, I don't even want to talk about this no more.
I can't even with this right now. Like, I can't. I'm just like, I just can't. I can't with this life. Like, I just don't touch me. Don't. Like, I can't with the world. I can't.
The world.
Like, y'all don't understand. Like, it just floored me, though. Y'all already know. It's not that I'm hard on us as women. I just feel like we all are capable of the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're capable of taking care of ourselves. Like, maybe I'm just being hard on her. But I just feel like she needs some guidance. There's a couple of things about her
cold.
That she needs to be guided. Huh?
There's a cold.
Right, like you need some guidance in this situation, and then let me pull you aside and let me guide you. You need a mentor. You need a mentor. No pun. Oh, there's some more about her. Like, we don't have to just, like, there's some more about her that I can't say on the show. But like, you need a mentor. And I can do it. I sure can. I'm gonna have her looking right, honey. If she let me mentor her, hair won't be rough no more. Your hair won't look atrocious. I promise you, I'll have you looking like a new woman. They gonna be like, "Whoa!" I'm like, "Bitch, you don't play her. She cute." Jesus Christ. And then if you're currently looking the way you look, man, your hands feel the way they feel right now, please don't tell nobody, you know me.
You know what?
You don't know her in real life then. I'm so sorry. Stay here drinking my slushy. My glucose level got to get back up. But anyway,
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I have laughed from a healthy place on this day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and as I continue to drink my slushy and my wine, I like two points. Don't judge me.
Hey, it's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with it, honey.
Let's go. Yep. Sure do. Oh, and I'm going to be looking brand new tomorrow. Y'all going to see my hair's going to be fly tomorrow. But anyway, so next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. How to be up to the same little old antique. I'm going to keep my ears fixed. Keep my ears to the street to see what's going on with the world. And my birthday's still going to be turnt. So make sure y'all meet us back here same time next week for this party. And I promise that my hair follicles are still going to be intact. I might have new hair follicles. You know your hair follicles go back. So yeah. Good people. Y'all want to say goodnight?
Goodnight, everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk. Y'all have a good night.
All right, honey, you too. Good night, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.